और मे बी वेक यू वेक यू इन द कॉज ऑफ स्पिरिचुअलिटी. बिकॉज ऑल ऑफ यू नो दैट वी सिंग वेरी प्राउडली अवर नेशनल एंथम जनगण मन हे अधिनायक जय हे एंड इन दैट वी से विंध्य हिमाचल यमुना गंगा एंड इक्वल फॉर एवरीबडी हु आर इन फ्रॉम डिफरेंट स्पिरिचुअल मूवमेंट्स डिफरेंट संप्रदायज एंड डिफरेंट कास्ट डिफरेंट लैंग्वेजेस डिफरेंट रिलीजन्स डिफरेंट एवरीथिंग बट स्टिल वी ऑल बिलोंग टू इंडिया एंड वी आर इंडियंस एंड द हिमालयन माउंटेन इज आवर प्राइड द विंध्य माउंटेन इज आवर प्राइड द गंगा रिवर इज आवर प्राइड जमुना इज आवर प्राइड एंड आवर अदर रिवर्स विच आर फ्लोइंग सेवन इंपॉर्टेंट रिवर्स एंड द बोधी गया दैट इज देयर इन द नॉर्थ बिहार and Dharmashala which is there in Himalayan mountains and so many monasteries with all the beautiful variety of wonderful spiritual things that we have received by just being birth in India, you know, just by being Indian we inherit all those things. We can say proudly that Himalaya is our country. Similarly, Ganga is the longest river available in India. And so many things were happening with Ganga also, but Ganga is still maintaining a large, broad water body. Sometimes like ocean it is, you know. If you go to Mayapur, just now we had Yatra in Mayapur. It's like such a huge ocean-like water supply is there. It also floods like anything in the summer, winter, rainy seasons. But Jamuna situation is really very pathetic. Let's give you a brief background. Jamuna originates in Jamunotri. And Jamunotri is way, way, way inside, high up in mountains. We have visited it three times. And what we call Badrinath is still lower. Jamunotri is much, much higher than that. You travel after Badrinath 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. Then you climb 19 kilometers by foot or by donkey or by horse or pony, whatever. And then you reach Jamunotri, and Jamunotri temple is at one place, and further if you go, then there is Jamunotri water which is coming from there, where you can see it, and there is something which is beyond that where you cannot see it, where Jamunaji is coming from. And there it is like, you know, it's like a big waterfall from many directions comes. You can't stand there, you can't take bath there, you have to just touch it, otherwise you will go down with that. It's so high, heavy flow is there. It's just pristine, clear, crystal clear, sweet ambrosial waters are there. So beautiful. And this dark in color, Gangaji is light in color. At one point they meet, and that is we call as Triveni Sangam. But that is much beyond Vrindavan. And it is said that when it comes from there, everywhere, whenever it comes, it is a holy place. That benediction was given. Wherever you will flow, it will be considered a holy place. Whoever will take bath in you, we'll get purified of all the sins and we'll develop affection for the Lord. And originally she has come to earth from spiritual world. And how she came there? Radha and Krishna and gopis, they performed Ras Leela there. They all danced in love. And their bodies emanated waters. Divine waters came from their bodies. We can call perspiration, we can call swed. We can call transcendental water, whatever you can say. They danced in spiritual world where there is no birth and death, there is no disease, there is no old age, there is no death there. And the waters from all the body came and it got collected at one point. And it was so beautiful sight. Radharani said that we should give it a form of a river. And thus Yamuna was born in the spiritual world. And when Krishna decided to come down on earth, he said, yes, I will come down. And at that time, in the spiritual world, when Krishna was declaring this, that I am coming down, Radharani fainted by the thought that Krishna is going to leave. So then she was revived by everybody else, and Krishna said, why you fainted? She said, I can't believe that you are going to leave me and go. He said, no, I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to take you with me. He said, what? You're going to take me with me? With you? I'm not going to come. Unless there is Vrindavan, unless there is Jamuna, unless there is Giriraj Govardhan mountain, I'm not going to come down. So he said, knowing your heart, already I have sent a part of our abode on earth. Already the abode has been sent down, along with Yamuna and Govardhan. And then she said, okay, I am ready to come. She agreed only on one condition, that Vrindavan, Govardhan and Yamuna, all three are going to be there. So Vrindavan means, without Govardhan and Yamuna, there is no existence of Vrindavan. Vrindavan has no value only. Not from my point of view, Radharani's point of view. She doesn't care. If this is not there, she doesn't care for it. And this Yamuna, thus she descends from there. In the spiritual world, she crosses all the distance from Vaikuntha planets. Then she comes to that big river called Viraja River. She crosses that and she comes to this particular universe. And then she, from heavens, she comes down to earthly planet. And Ganga also comes similar way, from there only. But Ganga goes down to hell also, called Patal Ganga. Akash Ganga, Ganga and Patal Ganga. But Yamunaji comes from heavens, earth, and then she goes from here only to back to spiritual world. And the track of Yamuna, wherever it flows, it's a holy place. But when it enters in Vrindavan, it becomes specially holy. It is said only by glancing at Yamuna in Vrindavan, one develops love and devotion for Krishna. So additional boon is there. When you take bath in Yamuna, or see Yamuna, or touch Yamuna, or go to her banks in Vrindavan, that is additional benediction is there. Simply sin freedom is not there. Achievement of love and devotion also is there. So she is very special, and Krishna has unlimitedly jumped in her waters, taken bath, played, what not he has done, subdued Kaliya, and learned flute, learned dancing at the bank of Yamuna. There's so many pastimes. The whole Krishna's Leela in Vrindavan is at the bank of Yamuna only. Everything, right from childhood to killing demons, to doing Ras Leela, to learning flute, learning dance, everything, it is at the banks of Yamuna. And it's like our pride of our country. Ganga Yamuna is, out of so many rivers, Ganga Yamuna is like the most prominent river. India is known. What was one song we heard in childhood? Jis desh mein Ganga behti hai. Our country is known as that country where Ganga flows. This is our identification. It's a pride to say that we are living in a country where Ganga and Yamuna flow. Such holy rivers are not in any other countries. Only one, two holy rivers are there. One is Jordan River in your country. One is Zamzam in Makkah, Medina. And some Nile in Egypt. And few others, which are historic rivers. You can call it as very powerful spiritually also. But India is like studded with rivers. Filled with rivers. But when too much is given, na, you lose value for it. Hai na? Hey, wo Muslim countries mein kaisa hai? There's only one holy place, Makkah and Medina. And that is the only thing they have to worship and preserve, and you know, so they are so much into it, like they cannot imagine. I've gone to and lived there for 2 years, not in Makkah, Medina, but in that country. The king is called as custodian of the two holy mosques. That is his title. He is not called simply a king. He is the, whenever they address in news or any TV interview or whatever he goes, he is addressed as the custodian of the two holy mosques, King Fahad or King Saud bin Al-Adin, whatever it is. So they take great pride in addressing themselves as the custodian. Custodian matlab kya? Rakshankarta, maintainer, guard of the two holy mosques where everybody comes and prays. In India we have millions of holy places, millions literally. In Vrindavan itself you go na, there are so many holy places, like even if you come with me for a month, na, I guarantee you we will not be able to finish the places. In a month, 8 hours a day we travel, I will still say for a holiday, but I could not take you to all places. In 25-30 years I am going there now. Still I have not seen, I have got still many things in my mind to go and visit, which I have not got yet. Every time I explore one to more and take you all there, one to more. And there are so many water tanks and holy places. Every water tank is filled with a pastime God has done there, you know. Somewhere God has played ball So the village is called Gendowa. Like that, there are places here he played ball, here he stole butter, here he did this, here he like that, here he became forearm, here he performed Rastila. Summer he did here, winter he did there, there he sweated, there he jumped, and his handprints and footprints. There are unlimited pastimes, unlimited places. This time I went to one place where Krishna used to slide, you know, Kasargundi. And it is said that if you slide on that, you will never take birth again. There is a boon there. When 4 days yatra we took after the camp, na? So the most joyful event that we went to the slide. Can you imagine the dean of KEM hospital was sliding on that? And I told, madam, I will put it on the newspaper, this photograph. Otherwise you give me $10,000. I will publish this on internet, Facebook, everywhere. She was swinging like anything. She was so happy, you know. And the HOD of gastroenterology department of KM hospital, she also was sliding and everybody was so happy. I said only one slide, but they were saying, sir, sir, one more, and they were like, and then finally I declared that actually scripture says that 7 times you have to slide. So by the time everybody had gone and last batch was remaining, and we slided 7 times. Remembering all of you, I was praying each slide. This is for nursing, this is for housekeeping, this is for spiritual care, this is for my counselees, this is my friends, this is for my, you know, friends abroad. I have got groups in my mobile. So I slided down like that. And such a joy was there. Everybody was so blissful, you know. They said the highlight was that place that, you know, we all slided. Everybody was, maybe in lectures they were sleeping when I was giving lectures, but in that time nobody. Nobody slept. Everybody was like, wow, this is a beautiful place, you know. Everybody just became like a child. 70-year-old ladies were there, and young children were there, and big guys were there. They were all forgot everything and just slided.
Which place?
That is Bhojan, that is in Kamevan, called as Fislan Pahadi.
Fislan.
It's a mountain. On the mountain, there is a place where Krishna, while killing Vyomasur, he jumped in the sky. And even Vyomasur jumped in the sky, and they were like jumping and fighting with huge forms they had taken. And they, when they jumped back on the mountain, then Krishna's knee and Krishna's knees and Krishna's hands and Krishna's garland, there's a footprint and handprint. And it is said, if you see the handprint and footprint of Krishna together, you will never take birth again. So a very divine place, you know. Imagine, Krishna's handprint and footprint is together at one place. Because he jumped on the ground, on the mountain, with hands and knees and feet on the ground. And then his garland flew when he was jumping. So it fell another place. And there is also a print of that garland. And the same mountain on the other side, there is a Fislan Pahadi.
Prints are still there?
Huh?
Prints are still there?
What we saw then? I'm talking about that only, no?
But then they have built up a temple or something.
So they have protected that. They have put a temple. And you know, that covered that area, and they have very nicely maintained. You have to go some steps here to see the hand footprints, some foot here to see the garland print, some you have to go there where Balram's toe print is there. Because they were fighting very heavily, the earth started getting trembling, the earth started getting scared. Such a big war is taking place. So Balram came and put his thumb on the ground and told her, "Don't worry, I am there to protect you." So Balram's thumbprint is there. Thumb means toe, big toe print is there. That was also protected. And other side of the same mountain, there is this slide roll. Please come, Varsha. Take a chair and come. So, another place in the same mountain is that where the demon Vyomasur was there. He had captured all the calves and cowherd boys and locked them in the cave. That cave also is there. And that cave, you only have to go like a snake. You can't walk in. You have to, what do you call that? Snake movement. You have to flat on the ground and you have to go like this inside. Inside is a big place.
Crawling.
You can crawl inside as a snake. So everything we visit. So I am just told you one place. But there are unlimited places like this. And at the bank of Jamuna itself, there are so many places. Dhruva performed his pastime, his tapasya. And Prahlad performed his tapasya, and Varahadev was rested over there, and Durvasa Muni had come to this place, and there are 24 ghats in Mathura only. Then there is Kishighat, then there is Madante, then there is Imlitala, then there is unlimited places are there. At the bank of Jamuna only, in Vrindavan. Rest are different. The place where Krishna performed Ras Leela, at the bank of Jamuna. And you can just go on and on and on and on. Such a glorious place that is. Even though it is so glorious, and I can now start talking to you about Jamuna, until evening 5 o'clock I will not end. That many I can tell you stories about Jamuna. But still, I do not take people there these days. Isn't it surprising? I'm telling you with so much enthusiasm here, but I don't want to take you there. Why? Why? Because our great Indian government, the custodian of the two rivers, shameful custodians of these all holy places of India, they have no value for it. They don't care damn for it. And political powers, industrial powers of crores of thousands and lakhs of crores of rupees who have, they have diverted the full Jamuna at Delhi, Nazafgarh to Haryana. So the full glorious Jamuna with all sparkling, sweet, transparent, beautiful waters of Jamuna, which can be used for drinking, is going to industries for some useless chemicals and useless mechanical things to produce. And then you produce waste water filled with all chemicals and petroleum products, and then you send it as a drain. And some water goes in the field. That's also good. That's not a bad thing. But all the glory of Jamuna is not in Haryana. It's in Vrindavan, where Krishna had performed his pastimes. And what flows in Jamuna, in Vrindavan, is only stool and urine of people of other states. They put it in the drain, and the drain is drained into Yamuna. And what flows in Vrindavan today is a huge patra of stool and urine. So, you cannot imagine, there were times when I was visiting also, every day, can you believe this is unbelievable? Every day, water from Jamuna would be picked up and would be taken to Srinathji in Nathadwar, to bail Srinathji. Because when Srinathji was in Govardhan, before Afzal Khan came and Aurangzeb came, and that's why the DD was shifted to other places, the fear of massacre and fear of destruction. Before that, he was in Govardhan. So every day, Jamuna water would be taken from there and to Govardhan, and they would bathe Srinathji by Jamuna water. Then he was taken to Nathadwar in which country, which state is that? Nathadwar in which state? Rajasthan. Gujarat or Rajasthan?
Rajasthan.
So now, couple of years back, still they were taking water from Jamuna every single day and would travel to Nathadwar to give bath to Srinathji there. And one fine day they came to know, there is no more Jamuna there, only stool and urine. So they stopped. And there were so many deities in Vrindavan itself, holy, ancient deities preserved. They would take bath in Jamuna water every single day. The Goswamis would go to Jamuna 3 in the morning, take their own bath, and they are, you know, decorated, maybe some golden, some silver, some copper. They will fill up, and it was a ritual to carry every day with great pride the water of Jamuna, and then give bath to the Lord in Shringar Arati. Then they have to stop. How can you bathe Lord with the stool and urine? You know? So this is the situation. So, and this was not known to people. You are also not knowing this. You are going there regularly, take bath, drink water, everything. Somehow by the power of our faith, nothing happened to us. But these days, you can obviously see that a huge, this much broad drain is falling in front of eyes of everybody, just going in the mainstream of Jamuna. And further than that, devotees are all taking achman and praying and doing aarti and everything, you know. And just next to that is a huge drain coming in. That is in Vrindavan. What about Rajasthan and Haryana? From that side, huge rains are being poured. They all gather together into big stream and come in Vrindavan and Mathura and all. You can just... Also, Jamuna is like a kajal to the eye of Vrindavan. If you imagine kajal, when you put kajal, what happens? It covers the eye from all the sides, right? So like that, Vrindavan is eye and Jamuna is kajal. Jamuna is fully circumambulance Vrindavan like this and then goes away. And goes to Allahabad to meet Jamuna, the Ganga, and has Sangam over there. So then after this came to understanding of devotees, it's not Jamuna water, it's only River bed is original, everything else is all stolen urine. So then the fight began and the government gave 300 crores and everything was simply usurped by all the politicians, not a single rupee went there. And 1200 crores came, there also everything was gulped nicely by the politicians, district magistrate and ministers and everybody. And 3000 crores came from abroad and abroad team came and nothing happened. You can imagine how corruption is like so huge, you know. Nowadays no one thinks of taking 1 crore bribe or doing 1 crore ghapla. 1 crore is too peanut, you know. 1 crore, who cares? Maybe a chaprasi in government can do 1 crore. I am a minister, so I have to do 5,000 crores and 10,000 crores and 50,000 crores and 1,67,000 crores, like that. So many crores came and went, you know. Nothing happened. And pathetically, Jamunaji remained same way. And where Jamuna used to flow, now there's a road and there's a signal and traffic is going on there. So one time the fight was going on, so government realized that they are demanding only 5% water. Ki kam se kam 5% pani wahan se bhej do. 95% you can keep for Haryana political purposes. So someday they just to subdue the agitation, na matlab na thanda karne ke liye usne 5% pani bhej diya. So traffic jam ho gaya udhar. Because it was a road, na. It was a proper road with signals and everything. Suddenly water started coming. So vehicles stopped here. And they don't know what to do. And the papers published the photographs, you know, ki traffic jam on the road with water flowing. By the way, it is a river bed. People forgot there used to be river here. They built houses there. They started doing field, you know, crops over there, farming over there. You know, my generation, there was river. My child's generation, there was no river. Next generation, crops and field and farming and road. So next generation doesn't even know there's a river there. Nobody knows. Who cares for religion and devotion and Krishna and all like that? It's like that. So when water came, this happened. So then those people made hue and cry. Hey, what about a road? So government stopped the water again. Again traffic started. So what is happening? You have any feeling for your country, your river? Nothing. So now, after many, many years of agitation, now Hindu, Muslims, Christians, everybody has come together. Then Pushtimargis and Nimbarkis and Vaishnavas from Hare Krishna and from all kinds of people have come together. All. Even Christians and Muslims feel that our Roji Roti is on this river. We have no water from coming for the river. No rains are falling in UP and Rajasthan. So from where will do kheti? From where wheat will come? So it's not just devotion. Devotion is there. The sustenance also is there. We also need roti. And water is required for that. It's the only sustenance. UP may where the rain is there. Hardly the rain comes. When we have 4 months of rain, there's 15 days of rain in UP. And that too scanty rains and sometimes storm comes. That's all comes to destroy the crops. Nothing else happens there. Every year story. And rain comes in the winter with hailstorm and then destroys the sarso and destroys the wheat and everything. So that's the condition there. It's all droughty condition. And Jamuna is like diverted to Haryana fully and Punjab. So today, on the 1st March, about 5 lakh people are gathering in Vrindavan. And they are now going to start walking to Delhi in next 10 days. 150 kilometers in 10 days, 15 kilometers in a day. They are going to halt in the place and every evening they will be having big sabha and gathering people and addressing people and then news media, everything is going to happen. And in 10th day, on 10th March, it is going to reach Delhi in front of Parliament. And hopefully a big agitation will take place there. Maybe government, which is in deep sleep for so many years, not in deep sleep, they are fully awake, but they are in deep sleep for Jamuna calls and fully awake for money calls. Money, they are fully awake, day and night they are awake, how to make money. I hope something will happen and this time it looks like a lot of preparation, a lot of awareness, campaigning, everything is created here. And we people are here, we don't even know where is Jamuna, from where it comes. And what is the importance of Jamuna in our life? We don't even know anything. We only know Arabic Ocean. It is also filled with all tar and petroleum and everything. And nobody can go there in an ocean and you just see from distance. If you ever touch the water, you get skin disease. So forget ocean also. You know? This is our situation. Why I am speaking all these things is, we are not only, you know, from particular caste or something, we are Indians, you know, and it's the pride of our country. And we have no feelings for what is going on in our country. Nobody is awake also. Nobody is also aware also what is happening. So today they are marching there, and some ashram has donated 20 crores to feed them. But they are going to stay in tents. So simple food also is cost, going to cost 17 to 18 crore rupees. Someone, Jai Gurudev Baba, has sponsored the full food, and somebody has sponsored tents, and everything else is just going on nicely. So they are doing great work. We can't participate there. We are not able to go there and join there. So what they are requesting? Their request is very simple. They are not saying, why don't you come? Aren't you an Indian? Don't you have shame that you are Indians? Do you feel anything for India? They are not saying like that. They are saying that wherever you are, please pray. They are only requesting, wherever you are, please pray that water comes back in Jamuna, and Jamuna can give water to the kheti, to farming, and people can get, those people can get food, they can get food. Those who are devotionally oriented, they can get their sentiments back, devotion, and they feel happy that Jamuna has come back to Vrindavan again. So this is their request. So we are organizing prayer sessions of singing in the auditorium today to 2:30 to 4 o'clock. And we are having every day from 7 to 9 in the evening to in the auditorium or on third floor, depending on availability. And Sunday is a big day, next Sunday, 10th March, when they actually they will reach there. Then government will have police force and this and tear gas, all those things will happen, and then still they will do something. I mean, they are risking their lives actually. They may get beaten up, anything can happen. So that's a big day. And then largest crowd will be there. People will may not walk with them, but they will go by flight or by train or by whatever means, reach there on the last day to show the solidarity, unity, that we are one together for this cause. And many people have vowed that they will die and they will not come back home. That much they feel that Jamuna is so important. Well, our government doesn't wake up till somebody dies, you know. What somebody? They want to have thousands of people dying at one time, then they wake up. And even though somebody is raped day and night by millions of people, they don't wake up only. I don't know what kind of mind and body and ears and eyes they have got. From where they have imported these kind of eyes, this kind of minds, and this kind of, you know, heart. This heartless, ruthless, emotionless, feelingless, concernless existence. Simply for money, they spend their whole lives. And scriptures say that such politicians, they go to one specific hell called as Kumbhi Park. And that hell is so horrible. It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. The full description of that hell is given. The politicians who cheat people, who make money, who exploit them, make them suffer like anything. For a short life of 70, 80 years, they make so many atrocities to not one person, thousands of people, lakhs of people. At one stroke of one decision, they ruin millions of people's lives, you know. Such people go to Kumbhi Park, and there is something called as, we have sugarcane machine. You have seen sugarcane machine? It's a small machine, you know. Only one cane goes in, and it is squeezed, and then is doubled, and then is squeezed, and is 4 times, and then is 5 times, and 10 times, and then we throw away, and juice we drink. So there is a sugarcane like machine which is miles and miles long there, and all these guys are squeezed in there. Put through that, and as soon as sugarcane goes there, sugarcane becomes flat, juiceless. But these guys gets completely squeezed, get out and become normal again, and again they are squeezed, and again they are squeezed, and again they are squeezed. For whatever number of sins they have done, they keep going, undergoing that, suffer like anything. That is one of the hells described for them. You can't even imagine yourself going through sugarcane machine.
And again become
and then you don't even die, you know. I mean, if I am put through that, I will be dead by the time I come out. No question of going back again. But the situation is such that, the punishment is such that nothing happens to you. You suffer like anything, but again you become normal and again ready for getting squeezed for that. Now why a divine literature of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is topmost literature, is describing all these things? What is the reason? So that you and me wake up. If you don't know the sinful activities, then we keep doing it nicely, You should know, na, ki, what is going to happen after that. Because if you keep drinking alcohol and no one tells you that your liver is going to get spoiled and you are going to get cirrhosis of liver, then you will say, wow, what enjoyment. Every day I am intoxicated, dancing with many girls, you know. How would you wake up? If you keep smoking, you say, wow, I feel so nice. I get what I want, you know. With advertisement, I get what I want, four square. But then you get what you don't want in the end. That is adenocarcinoma of the lungs. And so many things that we can do. So why we are educating people? So people should stop those activities and save themselves. That is why Srimad Bhagavatam is describing in vivid explanation how these hells are and who is supposed to go there. There are 27 hells. Under 6 Narak Lokas, there are 27 jails are there. Various jails are there, 27 of them. And they are detailed described. Who all go there, which category go here, which category go there. Those who have illicit sex out of marriage, they will go here. Those who do intoxication, they will go there. Those who do cheating and gambling, they will go here. Politicians go here. All these descriptions are there. Those who cheat, tell lies, they go to one place and suffer there. And very punishments are all described. And how the people who give punishment, they look. How ghastly they look. How scary they look. It's all explained in details. Who takes you there from dying onwards till that journey. What happens in the journey. Everything is explained. And we are so blind and we don't know anything. We want to be ignorant and keep living our life. So I just request you that we should wake up to the holy cause. At least offer a prayer, there is no problem. Na? You don't want to take a train ticket and go there and spend your time on leaves. But wherever you are, God is giving you air, water, food, sleep, house, shelter. Huh? At least we can spare a thought, spare a moment, spare some time, pray. That those who are fighting up front there, they should get our support, spiritual support of prayers. And they should bring Jamuna back. So sometime I dream now, I only dream that I will take you once more. And when water is clean, crystal clear, bathable, drinkable, I'll take you there and tell you 3 hours of stories of the glories of Jamuna Devi. How glorious she is and how wonderful stories have been there in her banks. And how we missed all these things for so many years because of the political mismanagement. Now how happy we are that we have come back again here. It's only my dream. I can see the dream every night. You know? I'll take some day. I avoid people. I don't take them there. What I'll show there? I'll tell them this is stool, this is urine from this state and that state. Who wants to hear that? What kind of stool is there in this water? And from which place it has come? They don't want to come there to hear all the stories of stool and urine. They want to hear what Krishna did there. Right? So now we will offer prayer for 10 minutes here also. And we'll go up in the auditorium to 30 and whatever 5 minutes you have, 2 minutes you have, 10 minutes you have, come there and solemn prayer you can offer, support of that. Whatever prayer you offer in any corner of the world will reach that place where you're supposed to reach and give them strength and willpower to continue. And maybe it will wake up the politicians who are in power. Nothing big actually, believe me. You know what they need to do? They have to build a parallel canal for urine and stool. And that parallel canal costs only 2,500 crores. Nothing compared to the scandal that they do. Nothing compared to that. It's just they have to make one rule, resolution, pass off, that's it, finished. So they should stop putting the drain into the river bed. And they should send only 5% of water from where they have diverted. That's all is required. That's all. Nothing else is required. Only to do that, they have so many years they have wasted and so many hearts they have hurt. So many devotees they have hurt that, you know, they are not getting Jamuna in the holy place. So we ought to pray for that. That, you know, what is the value of 5 crore, 100 crores, where a country has lakhs and lakhs rupees crore budget per year. And they squander and waste and earn so much money out of that. So we are praying. We want to pray for that. Okay. So thank you very much. We'll do now our prayers.